You're listening to My Morning Devotional Podcast, episode 977. Today's Devo is called Pure Words. Hey there, we're the Alessis, a ministry family working together in our church in Miami, Florida. And if you're like us, when days get busy and to-do lists get longer, it can be hard to find devotional time. That's why we've partnered with our friend Allison to produce a 5-minute daily dose of heaven. This is the My Morning Devotional Podcast. Good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to another episode of My Morning Devotional Podcast. We just want to take a second to thank everybody who has stayed with us listening during this transition. Allison has built a beautiful community with this devotional, and we are honored that we got to take that on. And now it's been about a month of us doing this. So just thank you to all the listeners who have stayed with us. I am Rochelle Alessi, and today we also have Lauren Alessi leading us into our devotional. So Lauren, take it away.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm going to read today from Psalm 12, 6 through 7. And it says, "The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver refined in a furnace on the ground, purified 7 times. You, O Lord, will keep them. You will guard us from this generation forever." I highly recommend that anybody listening goes back and just reads all of Psalm 12, the full chapter, because it talks about human words and how they will always fail us over time and how human words can often be foolish. And then the beautiful chapter ends with these two verses talking about how the words of the Lord are pure and they're like silver refined in a furnace, which, you know, it's like the most beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And how they last over time, and God is faithful, and God does not say things he does not mean. And I just kind of love the image of pure words that come out of God's mouth. But I really love that it ends by saying, "You, O Lord, will keep your words, and you will guard us from this generation forever." And I love that it was said for a certain time, but it's even applicable to today's generation. It's even applicable to today. And so I highly recommend that you go and you read the full chapter, because human words and human faithfulness cannot come close to the perfection and the purity found in God's word. And God's word is his Bible. God's word can often be mixed up with our own thoughts that we have, which I'm not saying is not God's word, but God's word is the Bible. It's what is written in his word, which is the Bible. You have to know God's word. You have to know the Bible in order to trust in his promises and to trust in his word. So go back and read the word, lean on his pure words, lean on his faithfulness found in the word. And so I always kind of, I just love how this verse talks about how God's faithfulness is pure and his words are pure, and how we can lean on his word and lean on his faithfulness. So,
you know, I love that, because words are a big deal. They're not small. And sometimes we say words to people and we don't realize that they're a big deal. Or people say words to us and they don't realize that words are a big deal.
Yeah.
But this verse shows that words really do matter, and that the perfect words and purest words are God's.
Mm-hmm.
So those are really the ones that we need to know, like, the best. So
yeah,
thank you for sharing that, Lauren.
Of course.
Would you lead us into prayer?
Yes, of course. Dear Lord, right now we just come to you and we just ask right now to first help us, Lord. If we don't know your word, if we don't know your promises, if we're not in your word, Lord, give us the ability to dive deeper into your word so we can know the words that come from you, God, and we can know your promises and stand on them. God, we thank you for being faithful in your words. We thank you that we can trust in your words, because God, you are faithful. And Lord, we thank you that you are a faithful God. And we don't have to put our trust in human things, in human words, in human faithfulness, because Lord, we're just human and we will fail every time. But you, God, you alone are perfect in all your ways, and you are faithful. And we thank you for that. And we glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
So there you have it, your 5-minute daily dose of heaven. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We pray these devotionals empower you to take on your day. If you found value in this devotional, share it with a friend, leave a comment or review for us on the app you're using right now. Until tomorrow, we pray that your latte is strong, but your love for Jesus is stronger.